absolutely essential. And Tabligh Jamaat is absolutely essential. And what great and fantastic work Tabligh Jamaat is doing. Together with that, the work of the Khanqa is also absolutely essential. It is the powerhouse where the current is coming in the affairs of Jahannam to control. And the word, the Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim has got 19 alphabets. A person who will read 19 times a day, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, you won't enter the fire of Jahannam. So today when we eat, we don't read Bismillah.
No. Then what haven't we been given? But we don't use it. A person gets the best medicine, he imports it from India, from America, but he puts it on a shelf and all the people who come and visit him, I got this best medicine.
Cannot be connected, but only with that being that has got the power to forgive. That Allah's forgiveness, Allah's full.
And the Muslims were vastly inferior with regards to numbers, weapons, but then Allah Ta'ala's help came to them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here the Battle of Badr, how Allah's help and assistance came to the Muslims. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain principles that the Muslim ummah must follow. They will abide by these principles, then they will always be victorious. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu idha laqitum fi'atan. When you will meet an army.
If you read this wazifa in the morning and you pass away during the day, you get the stage, the martaba of a shaheed, that you passed away as a shaheed. So easy. And Allahu Akbar. This is what we have to learn from the friends of Allah. This yaqeen, this conviction. That our Sheikh has taught us, our Dada Sheikh says, that I heard Hazrat Mawlana Umar Palanpuri rahmatullah alayh in one ijtima.
Imposed on that book, you find it is the Quran Sharif. So they are making us with our own way and putting it in the children to disrespect and dishonor the Quran Sharif. Then there is a sound that they portray as a very bad sound, very evil. It's traumatizing, that sound. When you hear properly, it is azab. He says there is a much more deeper meaning. Humpty Dumpty, they are referring to Islam, calling Islam Humpty Dumpty. Eh? Like some people, when he thinks I'm a bad guy, he says I'm a bad chap, Hong Kong person, I'm a bad person. He calls himself like that. So I'm a bad person. So they call Islam Humpty Dumpty. Islam is out of America. And in between passing, like we mentioned this also, in Santiago, the capital of Argentina, there is one very good Muslim brother of ours, Abdullah Saud. He's an Arab. He's actually a Saudi, but he was in Palestine. He was a small little boy when they exiled him. Many years ago, now he's from near past. We turn around, we hear the alarm, but we turn around and we go and sleep again. How can Islam rise now? Correct ourselves. Mufti Taqi Usmani, the Ahmed Barakatum, what a beautiful example he gave. He said, every Muslim in the world wants Islam to flourish in the world. We want Islamic laws. We want Islam. If we do it, Islam will come in lands to us. Whole of lands will be full of Muslims. But we are not sincere to ourselves. All just free Zubani Kharaj, just to talk. Like Sheikh Saadi Rahmatullah Ali writes, a person was going with a basket of bread on his head. Shaitan is your big jadu, is making jadu. You make your himmat. Every person has got the himmat to do the right thing. You say you can't get up for further. But nice. Jadu is such an easy scapegoat. Blame everything on jadu. Don't do anything what you have to do. Just say jadu, so I can't get up for further. You have extramarital affairs. Maulana Ashraf Ali Khan rahmatullah Ali says, that is not commanding to slaughter himself. To slaughter a father, to slaughter himself is easier than slaughtering his son. You are finished now. You are leaving the world. You are now 86. You are now 99 years old, 100, over 100 years. If I die, what's the difference? My son. And before the Imam finishes his salah, you hear already people all here who don't come for namaz. But they will be there Fajr time. The Imam hasn't finished his takbir stuff. And the minute takbir tashreeh is over, they also over. Their battery gone flat also. Next year they will emerge again. And that is their part of bank balance is nothing more than figures. Whether they are three figures, whether they are five figures, eight figures, 10 figure bank balance, because it's only a figure. How many people in the world, if the bank which are controlled by our enemies, all the banks, it just comes in their head, freeze this man's account, all that goes to zero. If you got yateen, then we will realize. One ustad told his student that one ayat of the Quran, one masala, is more better than the whole dunya and everything the dunya contains. Student got very happy. I'm learning how many ayats a day I'm becoming hafiz. Picks up your chapter, and if he asks you what you give me, tell him I'll give you the stone. So he went, he said, then he threw the chapter back on his face. What must I do with the stone? I want 5 minutes, I want 10 minutes, whatever, how much it will cost me to fix it up. Then the ustad sent him with that person and the diamond to the jeweler in the town. When he al bahuda, I am slaughtering you. The present continuous tense, I am slaughtering you. He was not commanded in the zabahtuka, that I have finished slaughtering you. I'm busy slaughtering you, and that he did, fully. And how also his son, Ismail al-Islam, a young boy, said, my father, you are my father. Food that fills your stomach, Allah wants you to be eating that food. Otherwise, that same food won't fill your stomach. You eat and eat, you say, I don't know what's happening today, I'm eating so much. Or you eat, and that food will become illness for you. Now, whole night you can't sleep, you're running up and down to the toilet, whole night. You can't sleep. Food was supposed to give you all that. And what casualties they inflict on these people, their minds are out of order that what is happening. It is all in the hands of Allah. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam makes this Qurbani, and this is our Qurbani that we have to make. In Tafsir al-Qurtubi, Imam Hadrat ibn Ali, they worship it. Allah didn't order us. Then go to Mina, and there is the form of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and there is the ram, and he's busy slaughtering and pay homage. No, you yourself become a statue, a living statue of slaughtering. And Allah made this Qurbani not to be only in Mina. It was a actual Qurbani in Mina. So this is also a great lesson to learn. And also, you can make out your Qurbani right after chair. For 10 animals in Malawi, 20 animals in Mozambique, in India, different places. When asked Mufti Sahib, he's a reliable person, very reliable. So reliable that some hajis were going from Medina Sharif to Makkah Sharif. To know there was no animal there, nothing was slaughtered there, all that money is pocketed. Okay? So all this, yeah, but we are just happy that a Qurban is made. Do it with your own hands and you know it is time. At least your own wajib Qurbani, nothing if you want to send and you have got satisfaction. So Mufti Sahib say you are reliable people. Yes, all said we're eating out today, we're not cooking food. So they went in back, they ordered it, takes a little while, then they prepare it, bring it. So in the meantime, to make conversation, they asked the person who was working there, a black man, that halal, yeah, what does halal mean? He said, halal means pretty pretty. You just put some masala in there. That is the Islamic system. I read about this. When we were in Germany, I mentioned it to them. Immediately they told me, yeah, in the city of Bonn, university town of Germany, this research was done there. That they put electrodes on the brains of the animals to measure how much pain it gets. And they found veins shedding blood, and the water gathered, the food gathered, and the air gathered. 3 out of the 4 are cut, your animal is halal. Hey, bismillah, Allahu Akbar, and that is the amount you must slaughter. Don't slaughter the whole day. So the nerve that carries messages is still alive. And now the brain is giving messages. So that is where all this meat, where all the blood has come from. On the other hand, the stunning of the animal, whichever form, electrical shock, for little chickens, or a stunning gun, or you shoot the animal, that animal becomes brain dead. Very little blood, even if it is halal, you slaughtered it when there was still life, it's halal. Or like even the whale, and the whale that has got the less blood, less pain. The Sikh people, the Sardarji, they know Sardarji, only one Sardar in the world.